Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Little here, chatting with Jackson Remillard of the Kids Baking Championship. Jackson is from Mansfield. His mom, Beth, is on the line as well. And we're talking with them about this experience. Thanks so much for joining us. First of all, Jackson, how did you get started? How did you take an interest in baking?
Pretty much what got me starting baking was my grandma used to bake when I lived in Louisiana. And so whenever I'd go to her house, I would bake. And then it just pretty much whenever we moved to Texas, I got a mixer for Christmas. And then I just kept doing it and baking over and over again. And I just got into the groove of doing baking a lot.
I know on Kids Baking Championship, you have to make a lot of different baked goods. But what's your favorite thing to make when you're at home?
My favorite thing to bake has to be cupcakes because they're really small, but you can make the flavors very extravagant.
Absolutely you can. What are some of the favorite flavor combinations you've been able to come up with?
My most loved flavor is a chocolate cupcake with an espresso buttercream or a chocolate cupcake with dulce de leche buttercream.
That sounds so good. Do you get really into the decoration portion? Is it kind of an art form for you as well with these cupcakes?
Yes, sir. The decoration portion is always the part that has to be perfect because that's what, like when you take a picture of it, that's what it's going to look like whenever they look up your name and your profile and figure out what you make and everything.
So Jackson, tell us about what led up to you trying out for Kids Baking Championship.
I was baking a lot and then I had a lot of extra stuff that I was baking. So then we started a business and then I actually started getting better and better at baking. And then I watched that there was a Kids Baking Championship, and I was like, well, I should just sign up and see if I make it. And if not, oh, well, and I can sign up next year and get better. And so then I signed up, and then I made it.
You say you have a business. What is that business called?
My business is called Batter Jack's Bakery, and I make any pastry or sweet that you would like.
All right, Batter Jack's, and Jack's spelled J-A-X. All right, so Jackson, how has it been? What's the experience been like meeting so many young people like yourself with this passion for baking?
It was really cool meeting other kids because then I made a lot of new friends and I got to learn how they like to decorate and their different baking styles.
Where do you hope to take baking in the future?
I would hope to open a bakery in my hometown, Mansfield, Texas, and start making pastries for everybody.
Well, Jackson, we're really proud of you. We're excited that you're from DFW and representing DFW on this show. And we're joined by Jackson's mom, Beth, as well. And Beth, when did you know that for Jackson that this wasn't just a pastime for him, that he actually had a real talent for baking? He was pretty darn good at it.
probably within the last year and a half, he really started taking a more of a keen eye towards what it looked like in a presentation, and he became an addict for different piping tips. So we have a large variety and collection of piping tips here at our home now. So he tries lots of different techniques, and he perfects them. If it doesn't look good, he scrapes it off and starts over. So he's very meticulous about what he does, and he, you know, makes sure that the presentation is exactly the way he wants it before he'll ever let it go to someone else or show it or anything like that.
Now, is he a better baker than you, or who's the better baker between you?
Oh, no, I don't bake at all. You know, there's no competition here at home, just him.
How proud are you of Jackson for not only just going through this process of trying out for the show, making the show, but then also just so early in life, figuring out what his passion is and following that?
There's no word to describe how excited and proud we are of him. We always tell him the sky's the limit for both of our children. And, you know, if you dream it, you believe in yourself and you can do it. So he believes in himself and he's doing exactly what he wants to do.
What has it been like around town, whether it be with his baseball teammates or, you know, his schoolmates or whatever the case may be? Has this kind of been the talk of Mansfield right now?
I believe it has. Everywhere I go, they'll say something and they'll realize who I am and they'll ask me different questions. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know that, you know, I'm not used to being able to talk about it just yet. And so they're like, oh, honey, the whole world knows and things like that. I'm like, oh, okay. So... yeah, I get tagged in several posts on Facebook a day almost, so it's a whirlwind, that's for sure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.